Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and oh, I hope you just love sweet things. But how about cutting down on the calories? Well, we have a guest that we're going to be sharing some information with you about and some wonderful recipes. So you'll want to have that pad of paper and pen handy because you're going to want to write some of these special recipes down. Meanwhile, I'd like to give out to you, before I go to my guest today, I'd like to give out our toll-free number because you'll have the opportunity to call in later on at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Well, I don't know about you, but I love deliciously sweet goodies. My guest this afternoon is Gina Gripp. Gina, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Donna.
Now, we're going to be talking about a cookbook that has been put together by Joanna Lund, along with Barbara Alpert, and it's about how you can use a product called Splenda and do baking, and it's called a Healthy Exchanges Cookbook. Now, Joanna, she lost over 100 pounds just by cooking differently. Tell us a little bit about her story, because it started her into a career she never would have dreamed possible.
That's right, Donna. She started by just taking her family's favorite recipes and recreating them into a healthier version by eliminating the high fat and sugars out of those recipes. And our product that we use in our kitchen here at Healthy Exchanges is Splenda. So she started using these products and just exchanging out what was bad in the recipes and came up with healthier versions that were still tasty and appealing to her family.
Now, you have interacted with Joanna and with Barbara in putting all of these things together. And I just wanted to share a little poem that she has right in the beginning of her book, and it's by Agnes Carrington McAndrews. And it goes like this: when my life's task here on earth is over and time continues to march on, I won't leave behind wealth or riches nor possessions worth a song. But I hope to have left many pleasant memories of having passed this way, offering deeds of kindness to others and a prayer for me, they will say. My monument won't be elaborate like a pyramid touching the sky. Still, I have one so priceless and precious, the kind that money could never buy. For it is three heirs I've given the world for the continuation of mankind, my most cherished possessions, three daughters I've willed to God, my gift most sublime. Now, this was her mother's poem, and her mother was a writer, but she also loved to cook, absolutely loved to cook, and she took a lot of her mother's recipes. And so this cookbook was written to honor her mom, and her mother loved to bake. She was absolutely known for baking.
Now, yes, actually, and she learned her love of cooking from her mother, who actually ran a boarding house. And so it's been a legacy just kind of passed along, this love of cooking in the family.
And it's one of the things that's happened in today's world. You know, years ago when people were fixing things on the farms, and people were so much more active than they are today.
Yeah.
And we know there's this major problem with obesity. How did Joanna decide, or I know she was like 100 pounds overweight, and that is a tremendous burden to carry.
That is a tremendous burden. But what enlightened her into deciding to not just continue on the roller coaster of dieting was that in the first Gulf War in 1991, she was sending three children over there. And with this enormous weight problem, she knew she had to find a solution to it. And the solution was, is she just asked God to give her what she needed, not what she wanted. And so she followed that path and that philosophy, and that's what brought her to doing healthy exchanges. And by starting out doing her recipes and sharing them with just family and friends, and working in a little town in Iowa here, that she shared those recipes, and finally one day a lady actually said to her, "Joanna, why do you not make a cookbook?" And that's how she continued on. She decided, that's a wonderful idea. And so she put her recipes together and formed them into a cookbook. And so the story goes, she managed to print her first printing of them. She sold in less than a month.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it was very, very strange the way it happened, but she had to borrow the money from the bank to print the first printing of cookbooks because nobody would just print you 100 cookbooks.
Mm-hmm.
So she found a printer, and he was willing to print these books, but she needed $2,000. And she went to her bank and asked for that $2,000. And the banker asked her, "What is your marketing plan?" And she's thinking, "Well, I've never had to market anything in my life. What am I going to do?" So she told her banker, "I'm going to get on the local TV show here, and I'm going to do some radio interviews, and I'm going to get in the newspaper." And she did all those. And when she did those three things, she sold all those cookbooks. And that is what started Healthy Exchanges, people buying those cookbooks. And then after she sold those, then we also started a monthly newsletter. And it has just continued on for the last 15 years for writing these cookbooks and doing our monthly newsletter.
Well, I know we're going to be sharing some wonderful recipes from the cookbook. But I wanted to point out a couple of things that I really liked about her cookbook. One, it is in a binding that allows you to bend it back so that you could, if you wanted to, stand it up on its edge, lean it against something. But it's a nice size. It's not real big, and it's easy to handle.
That's right. It is a nice size. It's what actually in the printing business we call an 8.5 by 5 cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not one of those cooks that keeps what we call a cookbook stand in your kitchen, these are nice because they lay flat or they will stand up for you, whatever is most comfortable for you while you're in the kitchen trying to complete a recipe.
Now, in the first part of her book, she obviously expresses her passion for baking. And boy, can I relate to that.
I think a lot of us can.
Oh, I was known as a first-class baker when I was 18, 19 years of age. And that's what I started out doing in the kitchen long before figuring out how to, you know, fix a roast or anything else. I always liked cookies better than beef anyway.
Oh, sure.
But it's one of these things that she gives such very good advice. She talks about using tools. She gives ingredients that, you know, and the particular product names, et cetera, that she has used, that she has found that has worked most effectively. And she gives such good tips about following the recipe exactly, be careful about doubling or having a recipe, but she likes people to keep notes like she did. So if something is really good, fine, and I do that. I write right in the cookbook, you know, myself. But she's got so many recipes in here for breads, and this is for using a bread machine. So many people do that.
Yep, we have the cover the whole gamut of the baking, I think, in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We do the bread machines, there's cakes, there's cookies, there's coffee cakes, there's muffins. Then the back of the book, she shares little recipes for things that people don't even think about when they're looking to cut their calories.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it the Grandma Jo's Baking Secrets on how to make a homemade pie crust or graham cracker pie crust using Splenda. Then there's also doing a meringue. How many people have ever tried to make a meringue using a sugar substitute? Well, Joanna came up with the secret for that. And then there's even a recipe for sweetened condensed milk.
Oh, yes. Now, you've got to share that before we go on break. We've got about a minute and a half.
Okay.
Before we go on break. So you've got to share that one. That is one of my husband's favorites.
The sweetened condensed milk is a very simple recipe. You take a half a cup of cold water. And then you put that cold water into a two-cup glass measuring cup. Then you're going to stir in 1 1/3 cups non-fat dry powdered milk. That, again, is 1 1/3 cups non-fat dry powdered milk. And you're going to stir this into a paste. And after you stir it into a paste, you're going to put it in your microwave for 45 to 60 seconds. You want the mixture to be hot, but do not boil the mixture. Then you're going to take and place that sugar and water mixture. You're going to blend in your half a cup of Splenda. That's a half a cup of Splenda. Then you're going to cover it with Saran wrap, and you're going to refrigerate it for 2 hours before you can use it. So if you do that and follow those instructions, after 2 hours, you have what is equal to a 12-ounce sweetened condensed can of milk that you would buy in the grocery store with way less calories and fat than you ever started with in a canned version.
Well, we've got some more delicious goodies to share with you. So, again, have that pad of paper handy and pen, because you're not going to want to miss this. Donna Sebo here, my guest. Gina Gripp is giving us information on Baking with Splenda, a wonderful cookbook that you can use, save calories, and just like Joanna Lund, the author, by golly, you can trim down too and feel good at the same time, satisfying those taste buds. Now, don't go away. We're going to be taking a break for just a little bit here, and when we come back, we're going to have more delicious goodies to share with you. Do stay with us. Donna Sebo here. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again,
872-8852. Hi, this is Donna Sebo here, and I told you it was going to be a sweet hour, and I'm not kidding, but it's without the calories. When you're listening, you're not going to have any calories. And when you go to fix some of these delicious recipes that Gina Gripp is going to be sharing with you today, you're going to find that you're not going to have to be so concerned about having a lot of high, high-calorie items. Now, Gina, there was a recipe that when I saw it in here, I thought, oh, this is something I have so many friends that would just love to have. We would look at it if we ever saw it on a restaurant menu, but we would never, ever get it. And it is the maraschino cherry and chocolate cheesecake. You've got to share that with us.
I would be glad to share this one with you. First of all, if you would see something like that on a menu, you would think, oh, that's got to be in the 400 to 500 calorie range for just one sliver of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give you this recipe, and the recipe does serve 12, and the cheesecake is a nice full-size cheesecake. But you're only looking at 169 calories and only 5 grams of fat with this cheesecake, the maraschino cherry chocolate cheesecake.
Amazing. Okay, let's go for it. My salivary glands are overflowing right at this moment.
Well, let's start. We have 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons graham cracker crumbs. 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons graham cracker crumbs. Then you need 3 tablespoons unsweetened cocoa powder. 1 1/4 cup Splenda. That's 1 1/4 cup Splenda. 2 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons reduced calorie margarine. That's 2 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons reduced calorie margarine. You need 3 8-ounce packages fat-free cream cheese. 3 8-ounce packages of fat-free cream cheese. You need 4 eggs or equivalent in egg substitute, 4 eggs. 1 tablespoon of cornstarch. That's 1 tablespoon of cornstarch. 1/4 cup of fat-free half and half. 1/4 cup of fat-free half and half. 1 teaspoon almond extract. 1 teaspoon almond extract. 12 maraschino cherries and 1/4 cup of mini chocolate chips.
All right, now we're ready to go. We've got that. All right, so now we're going to preheat the oven to 350 degrees. And how big a pan are we going to need?
You need a 9-inch springform pan, and you need to have it sprayed with a butter flavor cooking spray.
Okay. Now, what do we mix first?
Mixing first, you need a medium-sized bowl, and you're going to combine your graham cracker crumbs, your cocoa powder, 1/4 cup of Splenda, and your margarine. Mix well using a pastry blender or a fork until the mixture becomes crumbly. Then you're going to press it into your pan and set that aside. Now you need a large bowl, and you're going to stir in cream cheese. And you're going to soften that cream cheese with the back of a sturdy spoon first. Take them 3 packages and soften them up with the back of a good sturdy spoon.
Now, they probably should be at room temperature, shouldn't they, Jana?
I find that if the cream cheese that you get in the store these days, if you let it sit on the counter for about 10, 15 minutes, it is very workable.
Great.
You don't need it to sit out 2-3 hours. And 10, 15 minutes, it's very workable. And then, after you've softened that cream cheese, you're going to add your eggs, your cornstarch, and your remaining 1 cup of Splenda. You're going to mix it well using a wire whisk. And the reason you use a wire whisk is because there is enough space between the wiring to get that all blended together. The one thing you do not want to use is an electric mixer. Because when they made fat-free cream cheese, when they took the fat out, they replaced it with water.
Uh-huh.
And once you put an electric mixer to cream cheese, you are going to get soup, and you're never going to get it to go solid again. Because if you overbeat it, you're just going to have a runny mess.
Oh, yeah.
Wire whisk. Then you're going to stir in half and half in your almond extract. You're going to 1/4 8 of your maraschino cherries, and pat the cherries on a paper towel to absorb the liquid. And gently fold the cherry pieces and the chocolate chips into the cream cheese mixture using a rubber spatula. Evenly pour your batter over the crust in the springform pan, and you're going to bake it for 45 to 55 minutes, or until your center is set. Remove from the oven and place on a wire rack and let it set for 1 hour, and make sure you set it on a wire rack, because otherwise the heat and the when it condensates on a countertop is just going to give you a soggy, crummy bottom. So get it up on a wire rack. Then with the 1/4 remaining cherries, there's going to be 4 of them, you're going to garnish the top of your cheesecake with the 4 pieces, and you're going to cover and refrigerate for at least 2 hours. And then remove the sides of your pan and cut into 12 servings.
You know, it's amazing that that is only going to come out to 169 calories because normally, like you said, a cheesecake goes anywhere from 450 calories, a standard cheesecake, up to over 600 calories for a slice. I mean, you need to be a marathon runner after you eat the silly thing.
And the nice thing about it, Donna, is that nobody's even going to know that they're eating a piece of diet cheesecake.
That is incredible. Absolutely incredible. Now, I know that you say you can drizzle it with Grandma Jo's chocolate glaze, and you can also serve, you know, your reduced-calorie whipped topping if that's what you want. But so many times we want to do things, and I know we've got a few minutes left here, and I wanted to first give the chocolate glaze, because this is Grandma Jo's recipe, and this is what Joanna did, and I'm going to give it quickly, because you've got a recipe for a 7-minute frosting that's just awesome. And
yeah.
This is a chocolate, and you can put it on anything. If you want the flavor of chocolate, you don't want the calories.
Yep, if you're doing brownies or whatever,
no, the chocolate glaze
a little
is what
chocolate
I'm doing.
Glaze on.
Right, and so that's going to be 4 teaspoons of reduced-calorie margarine, 4 teaspoons of reduced-calorie margarine, 1 ounce of unsweetened chocolate square, 1 ounce unsweetened chocolate square, 2 tablespoons of fat-free sour cream, 2 tablespoons of fat-free sour cream, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, and 1 1/4 cups of Splenda granular. And in a little a medium saucepan, you spray it with cooking spray, butter-flavored, prefer. You melt your margarine over medium heat and chocolate. And you've got to watch this. You can't leave it alone.
Nope.
You stir it constantly using a wire whisk. Remove it from the heat when it's blended. Stir in your sour cream and extract. Add the Splenda, and you mix it well. And then while it's warm, you can pour it over brownies, your cakes, your cheesecakes, whatever you want. And it's just going to be a delicious, delicious glaze. And it's only 47 calories per tablespoon of serving. Now, we've got about a minute. Do you think we could get out this 7-minute frosting recipe?
Let's try.
Okay, let's go for it.
7-minute frosting. We need 1 1/2 cups Splenda. 1 1/2 cups Splenda. 1/4 cup cold water. 1/4 cup of cold water, 3 egg whites, 1/4 teaspoon cream of tartar, 1/4 teaspoon cream of tartar, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. On top of a double boiler, combine your Splenda, water, egg whites, and cream of tartar. Use an electric mixer, beat on low speed for 30 seconds. Place pan over bottom of the double boiler filled with boiling water. Cook over medium heat. Continue beating with mixer on high until it makes stiff peaks, about 7 minutes. Remove from the heat. Add your vanilla extract. Continue beating on high for 2 to 4 minutes or until the mixture is easy to spread.
And one of the things that's so neat about this, you can use coconut, almond, or lemon flavoring, whatever you like in this recipe. And it's totally adaptable. Now, Gina, I know we're close to being out of time. What is your website that people can go to?
They can find Healthy Exchanges at www.healthyexchanges.com, or if they don't have Internet access, they can always call us at 1-800-766-8961. And we'll be glad to send you a catalog and a sample copy of our monthly newsletter when they call that number.
That's wonderful. Let's repeat that again. It's healthyexchanges.com, toll-free number 800-766-8961. They give out a free newsletter. You're going to find out so much wonderful information, and the cookbook is awesome if you want to really be calorie conscious. This is Donna Sebo. Gino, thank you so much for being my guest.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Donna.
It's been my pleasure. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't you go away now. Good things still coming. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and so glad you're able to join me for this hour of Mind Power. Telephone lines are now open, and if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, well, be my guest. Call 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And I'll be delighted to take your call, and all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me, and I need to know where you're calling from, too. We always like to know where our listeners are calling in from. And then after that, I'll give you my mental impressions, and then you're welcome when I'm finished to ask a question about anything that you like. Now, I wanted to share a story with you. This came from a gentleman by the name of Tom. And by the way, if you have a story you would like to send me a joke or something that's very special that you think people might like to know about, send it to my email address, which is donna@delphiinternational.com. That's D-O-N-N-A. At Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I, international.com, and I'll be glad to not just respond to you, but also when I review the material, if I'm able to fit it into the show, I will do exactly that.
We have a caller?
I understand we have a caller, so we're going to go to a caller first, and after we have this caller, I got to tell you the story about the poodle. Yes, I got to. Okay, let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Lamont from Orange County, New York.
Okay, was that Orange County, New York?
Yes, indeed.
All right, thank you, Lamont. Now, the first thing I'm looking at with you are, it's very interesting. I was getting some documents, and then the next thing I was looking at was you're putting them into some kind of a case, and it looks like you're going to be going to a meeting. Then I am seeing you having some kind of a discussion with people. I believe that you're evolving into a new networking type of an environment. And when I say this, I'm looking at it from the positioning that you are going to be able to get a lot done by interacting with other individuals. And I'm seeing you having some very, very good communication skills. But this is creating a breakthrough in your life that I think is really going to be quite significant. I like the way you are taking the time to evaluate where you are, what it is that you do not want to be bothered with anymore, and how you want to make some changes occur. And I do have to tell you, some of the changes will come around very, very slowly. I am not seeing them happening quickly at all.
Uh-huh.
But if you're patient, you're going to find the overall result is going to be very pleasing to you. So this year, I would say enjoy your quiet times, making sure that when you have the quiet times, you don't fall into a patterning of frustration because you're just not as busy as you think you should be. Enjoy your quiet times. Go to a museum. Go out and watch birds fly. I don't care what it is you do, but I want you to enjoy your downtime because I don't think you're going to have that next year.
Oh, boy.
I think you're building up a momentum from what you're taking care of this year, and next year, 2007, it's just going to be going really, really fast for you because you're going to be so busy with so much that you're really going to want to be involved with. So enjoy where you are. This is not a bad time, space, even though things seem to be moving in certain areas of your life rather slowly. Be grateful. You don't need everything going 10,000 miles an hour.
No.
Now, did you have a question for me today?
Yes, I'm thinking about putting up some solar systems.
All right, Don, I'm not able to hear him.
Oh, I'm thinking about seeing if I could put up some solar systems on houses. And I was just wondering what if... How would it work for me?
I'm going to have to ask you one more time because the sound, I was able to hear the last portion. All of a sudden, the sound started coming through very clearly. So repeat your question for me again. I apologize that you're having to do it, but now I can hear you.
Okay. And I was just saying I'm putting up a solar system in the house, and it's, like, taking a long time. I wonder if something is blocking me. I had the paperwork and everything done, but it's like taking such a long time. Everybody says it usually take a week or two, but it's like take 3 weeks so far.
All right. You're talking about the installation on this?
Yes, to get it started.
All right. Now, what you want to do, I don't want you to be in too much of a rush with this.
Uh-huh.
The reason being is that there are some connecting aspects of the solar equipment that if it's not done properly, you want to make sure that you don't pay them 100% up front until everything is in absolutely perfect working order.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be sure that everything is checked and double-checked, because I'm looking at some connectors
right.
that if they're not put in, I am not a mechanic by any uh-huh. stretch, or you know, a person that's knowledgeable about this at all. This is what I'm getting in my head.
Okay.
They need to be tested and retested at least twice to make sure they're operational, because I'm seeing something with a loose connection that if you were to have a good storm, and you're in New York, and you know, you do get some good storms in New York.
Oh, yes.
Then if just from vibrational intensity of storm, this that's weak in the connecting application could work loose. So you want to be sure that this company that you're doing business with, one, that they stand behind everything and you've got a good warranty, and two, that they're going to test and double-check everything. It's better to take the time to make sure that everything is totally operational and up to code and up to par than to be in a hurry.
Thank you. I know.
All right.
The contractors, yes.
Yes. You've got to be sure, and you need someone that's knowledgeable that you feel you can trust and say, hey, can you double-check this for me?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good idea. You've got it, and I think it's something that you're going to be pleased with.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do any shortcuts on this.
No.
This is too expensive.
Yes,
and by golly, make sure you keep good records and you've got a good warranty on this.
Okay. Thank
all right.
you.
And I want to thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. I listen to you all the time.
You do?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, be sure and tell your friends.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to call in and be my guest today, all you have to do is call in to 877-876-5227 and be sure and tell your friends, because during this time of the day, 3 to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time, that's when you're going to be able to hear the show. And I will let you know, not right now, that there is going to be a very special change about the programming that will be coming up the first part of June. But we will let you know, or excuse me, the first part of July. And as we get closer to that, I have to remember we're in May. As we get closer to the first part of July, or the first of July, we'll be letting you know, starting in June, what that announcement is going to be. It's something very special that's going to be happening. So give me a call if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Now, I told you I had to tell you a story about this poodle. And it comes from a gentleman by the name of Tom, and he is in Virginia, I believe. He's somewhere on the East Coast. He said, a wealthy lady decides to go on a photo safari in Africa, taking her faithful aged poodle along for company. Now, one day, the poodle starts chasing butterflies and before long discovers that he's lost. Wandering about, he notices a leopard heading rapidly in his direction with the intention of having him for lunch. Yes. Now, this old poodle is pretty smart. He thinks, I'm in deep trouble now. Now, noticing some bones on the ground close by, he immediately settles down to chew on the bones with his back to the approaching cat. Now, just as the leopard is about to leap, the old poodle exclaims loudly, boy, that was one of the most delicious leopards I've ever eaten. I wonder if there are any more around here. Now, hearing this, the leopard, which happened to be a young leopard, halts his attack in mid-strike, and a look of terror comes over him, and he slinks away into the trees. Whew, says the leopard, that was close. That old poodle nearly had me. Meanwhile, a monkey who had been watching the whole scene from a nearby tree figures he can put this knowledge to good use and trade it for protection. So off he goes, but the old poodle sees him heading after the leopard with great speed and figures that something must be up. Now the monkey soon catches up with the leopard, spills the beans, and strikes a deal for himself with the leopard. The young leopard is furious. He felt he was made a fool of, and he said, here, monkey, hop on my back and see what's going to happen to that conniving canine. Now, the old poodle sees the leopard coming with a monkey on his back and thinks, what am I going to do now? Now, instead of running, the old poodle sits down with his back to his attackers, pretending he hasn't seen them yet. And just when they get close enough to hear, the old poodle says, "Where's that darn monkey? I sent him off an hour ago to bring me another leopard." Ah, yes. Now, what's the moral of this story? Don't you mess with those old dogs. Age and cunning will always overcome youth and skill. BS and brilliance only comes with age and experience. And that's just absolutely delightful. I love that one. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you this afternoon. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 is our toll-free number that you can call into. Now, I know we're going to be going to break pretty soon, but I want to let you know who is going to be on the air with me. Now, tomorrow we're going to have an open mic hour, so the telephone lines will be open for the entire hour. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Carol Frank. And her marvelous publication is Do As I Say, Not As I Did. Now, Carol is a businesswoman, quite a successful businesswoman, and she has interviewed a number of other successful professionals in all kinds of businesses. And this is a book about their failures, yes, and how they overcame them. And what she wants you to know when you're hearing about these stories, which we'll be sharing with you on Friday, is what you need to be alert to. Sometimes we don't have to walk the road of hard knocks and difficult experience if we're willing to learn from others, and I think that's going to be the case. Now, next week, I've got a wonderful lineup of guests. I hope you'll tell your friends. You're not going to want to miss any of it. Carol Buckley is going to be my guest. She has the only elephant sanctuary here in the United States where old elephants can roam free and be happy, and it's just absolutely awesome. They've done television specials on her sanctuary, and she's going to be my guest. She's an awesome lady. Then, Dion Wheeler is going to be my guest. We're going to be talking about sports scholarships. Sports scholarships, if you've got a young person in the family, you're not going to want to miss this, because this book is worth its weight in gold and then some. Investing in nanotechnology, is that something you'd like to explore? Well, then Jack Oldridge is going to be sharing a lot of good information about that with us. And then, if you want to know how to build a business, if you want to know how to work with referrals, well, Endless Referrals, a publication by Bob Berg, will be just what you need. Then we're going to have, in the coming weeks, Smart Sourcing, how to put business to work in a way that's going to allow you to work more efficiently, more effectively. And Thomas Kolopoulos is the gentleman who is going to be with me. And then, oh, Jim Lomanson. This man, I have such an appreciation for him because he is talking about a sport that I don't think we hear very much about. When we do, it's usually what I call junkie wrestling. But it's about shadow boxing, and Shadow Boxer is the title of the book, actually. Let me get it correct. Sweat, Sacrifice, and the Will to Survive. This man spent 10 years researching the world of boxing, and it is an incredible publication. So we just have a dynamic lineup of guests, and they're going to be here sharing with you anything and everything they can. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. Donna Sebo here. We've got more good things to share.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Hi, Donna Sebo here. An hour of mind power, and give me a buzz if you'd like to be a guest this afternoon on my show, and let me light up that light of yours with a little bit of intuitive insight, 877-876-5227. I was sent some information by a woman, Winter, who is on the East Coast as well, and I wanted to share it with you because archaeologists have been working in the Peruvian Andes, and they've discovered what they think is the oldest known celestial observatory in the Americas. Now, they have gauged the age of this structure at about 4,200 years, and they feel that it marked the summer and winter solstices that, my goodness, it's just age old. They honestly don't know how to put a time frame on it. They think it's as old, if not older, than the pillars of Stonehenge. Now, the observatory apparently was built on the top of a 33-foot-high pyramid with exceptionally precise alignments and sight lines that provide an astronomical calendar for agriculture. Now, Robert Benfer, an archaeologist, he's from the University of Minnesota, and this was such an exciting find for him and the associates that worked with him on this. They feel that the people who built the observatory 3 millennia before the emergence of the Incas are just an absolute mystery. However, they did achieve a level of art and science that these archaeologists that are working on it right now say that they didn't even know existed in the region until a good 800 years later. Now, one of the most impressive finds was a massive clay sculpture, an ancient version of the modern frowning sad face icon flanked by two animals. And the disc, which fortunately was not taken by looters, was found beneath thousands of years of dirt and debris. And when they found it, it marked perfectly the position for the winter solstice. And Richard Berger of Yale University's Peabody Museum of Natural History, he was not involved in the discovery, but when the information came to him, he said it's really quite a shock to everyone to see sculptures of that sophistication coming out of a building of that time period. Now, this discovery is adding some very strong evidence to a recent idea that a very sophisticated civilization developed in South America in the pre-ceramic area before the development of fired pottery sometime after 1500 BC. And they're finding that with this discovery, they're pushing the envelope of understanding regarding civilization farther south and inland from the coast. And what Michael Mosley of the University of Florida, who is a Peruvian expert, said, he said, this adds an important dimension of astronomy to a very ancient way of life. Now, they have this 20-acre site that they have discovered. They call it Buena Vista. It's about 25 miles inland in the Rio Chilón Valley, just north of Lima, Peru. And according to Mr. Benfer, he said it's on a totally barren, rock-covered hill looking down on a beautiful, beautiful, fertile valley. And they presented last month at a meeting for the Society for the American Archaeology group in Puerto Rico. Now, the name of the people who inhabited the region, they haven't a clue who these people are, because writing did not emerge to the best of their knowledge in the Americas for another 2,000 years. Now, some archaeologists, well, they're saying, well, maybe they're part of the Kotosh religious tradition. Others are saying, well, they're late pre-ceramic cultures of the Central Coast, but they are finding they're wanting to call them Andeans. And Benfer and archaeologist Bernardino Olleda of Peru's National Agrarian University have been working at Buena Vista for 4 years now, and the entire site contains ruins that they're able to date from 10,000 years ago to well into the ceramic era in the first millennium B.C. Now, there's a large pyramid there and a temple that occupy about 2 acres. It's right in the center of the site. And they say the radiocarbon dating of cotton and burned twigs found in the temple's offering pit places its use at about 2200 B.C. Now, the archaeologist, Mr. Benfer, calls it the Temple of the Fox because a drawing of a fox is incised inside a painted picture of another animal They think it's a llama beside each doorway. And according to Andy and Miss, the fox taught people how to cultivate and irrigate plants. Now, the team has mapped out the site and then foresaw that a person standing in the doorway of the temple and gazing through a small flap-covered window behind the altar they found is aligned with a small head carved into a notch on a distant hill. And the line had an orientation of 114 degrees from true north, pointing just slightly south of east, and that points to sunrise on the southern hemisphere's summer solstice, December 21st, on the longest day of the year. And also, December 21st marks planting time, as Rio Xion begins its annual flooding that's fed by melting ice higher up in the Andes. And so the archaeologists say, this was the beginning of floodplain agriculture. He thinks fishermen from the coastal areas originally moved to this particular site to grow cotton for the use in making fish nets. It's amazing, isn't it? With the technology we have today, there is so much we are discovering. Absolutely awesome. Awesome stuff. And I want to thank Winter for sending that to me so that I could share it with you. That is something that we need to keep in mind. I know there's a lot of things today that aren't so particularly exciting. We're realizing that we need to be aware of pollution and we need to think differently about what we eat, how we do things. We have to be more aware of how to develop fuels and do the things that are going to enhance our lives because we've learned about things that we had made and found on so many different levels of life and say, gee whiz, this isn't so good for us now, now we're going to change. But all of that is possible because of technology. And technology is whatever is working in a time frame. You know, I think about our children today and I wonder what is it that they're going to be able to see and know and experience. And they're probably going to turn around and look at our time today in just 25 years and say, oh my goodness, you old fossils, you. What in the world were you thinking of? How come you couldn't have been a bit smarter? Well, that's just the way life is. We're always growing, and life doesn't stand still for anyone. And so when you feel a little discouraged and you hear all the bad news of the day and things just are not what they're supposed to be according to whomever or whatever, realize that as individuals we do make a difference. And we make a difference when, one, we educate ourselves, we learn to ask questions and are willing to ask questions and willing to explore. If something is not an option for you, I don't care what level of life experience it might be. You may think you have to compromise, but what if you don't? What if you say, I can come up with something better. I want to do something differently. And then you go out and about and you explore and you research and you check with people. My goodness, you may come up with something that nobody would ever have dreamed of because they hadn't given time or attention to it. And I strongly encourage you to encourage your children to take math, to get involved with the sciences, to have a joy about learning. It will make a difference in their lives. The world that they're going to be growing up into is going to be so different from the one that we're experiencing today. And we want them to have the tools that they're going to need to be able to not just live in it comfortably, but to live in it with a sense of excitement and purpose. Because we never get there, ladies and gentlemen. We're always on the road of developing new things, growing and learning, expanding. And I think it is so very, very important. Now, I know we're just about out of time. There was so much that I thought I would be able to have time to share with you, but my goodness, it just goes by so very, very quickly. So just a couple of suggestions. You know, if you're looking for something, let's say for pet care, you want to get some discounts, all you need to do is ask your veterinarians. If you have more than one animal in your family, maybe you can get a discount if you bring in more than one animal at one time. Say, can I get a special rate on this, that, or the other? Or you might want to talk and research on the web different companies that offer foods and or services and say, where can I get the best deal? If you're a senior citizen, ask the question and you might be able to find out that about that. Now, by the way, I got a tip on how you can get a fancy meal for less. Is there a culinary arts school in your area? Do you know that often the students of those culinary arts schools and institutes love to serve food to the public in a lovely dining room at a low cost? It might only cost $15 for a five-course meal. Now, here's where you go to find out about this. Go to cookingschools.com. Wouldn't that be a wonderful experience? And a younger person or someone that's wanting to become a chef gets a chance to practice, and you get the wonderful experience of being able to eat this delicious stuff. www.cookingschools.com. Well, my goodness, we are out of time. It's been so delightful to share this hour with you, this hour of Mind Power. We've got an open mic tomorrow, so those telephone lines will be open for your calls. But in the interim, have a fabulous time. Wherever you are, enjoy this day. It is filled with so many blessings for you. I want you to recognize them and appreciate them. And also, in your appreciation, use the words thank you. That's part of the appreciation, because it's a good thing to do, to say thank you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless you. Have a great day, and I will talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.